AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The mayor of Chicago and the police superintendent called for calm before they released dash cam video this evening of a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Superintendent Gary McCarthy spoke to reporters within the hour.
Will we use it? And the question before all of us, will we use this episode in this moment to build bridges that bring us together as a city, or will we allow it to become a way that erects barriers that tear us apart as a city?
Superintendent McCarthy says the justice system will now hold Officer Jason Van Dyke accountable.
The officer in this case took a young man's life, and he's going to have to account for his actions. And that's what today is all about. Today is about accountability.
Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Laquan McDonald. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez says an eyewitness says the teen did not pose a threat to Van Dyke or seven other police officers that evening in October 2014.
The motorist stated that McDonald never moved toward, lunged at, or did anything threatening towards the officers before he was shot.
Van Dyke's attorney Dan Herbert says,
it's truly not a murder case, and we feel that we're going to be very successful in defending this case.
McDonald, who was carrying a 3-inch pocket knife, was shot 16 times. I'm Tim McGuire.
The password-protected website where the dash cam video of the police shooting can be downloaded has been overwhelmed by requests. Turkey shot down a Russian warplane today that it said ignored repeated warnings and crossed into its airspace from Syria. At least one of the two pilots was killed in the incident, which dramatized the long-feared escalation in tensions between Russia and NATO. This is AP Radio News. After declining for most of the past decade, traffic deaths appear to be on the rise again.
Traffic fatalities rose 8% in the first half of the year compared to the same period in 2014, according to estimates released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Chronic safety issues such as drunk driving, speeding, failure to use seatbelts, and motorcycle helmets continue to cause a high proportion of those deaths.
That's the agency's top official, Mark Rosekind. He says the spike is partly the result of people driving more miles.
It really is time for our nation to get serious about the epidemic of death that is on our roadways.
Last year, the fatality rate was at a record low, but still nearly 33,000 people died in crashes. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Almost 47 million Americans are expected to take a car, plane, bus, or train at least 50 miles from home over the long holiday weekend. That's the most travelers in 8 years. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.